The Vikings offense mustered only 2 field goals and less than 200 total yards of offense. Receiver Adam Thielen made his return to U.S. Bank Stadium in purple and says the offense sputtered way too much.
It's kind of, you know, one person here, one person there. So it's kind of a collective effort. Everybody's kind of looking themselves in the mirror and how we can get better. You know, there wasn't from a lack of effort or a lack of preparation. It's just a lack of execution. So that is something that everyone really truly has to go look inward and just continue to find a way to get better.
Thielen says no one, though, is pushing the panic button.
No, I don't think so. I think, again, it's a process, right? And you have to stick to the process. Ain't nobody losing confidence, I can promise you that. And I think everybody in this locker room is excited just to go back to work. And that's what I love about this team. I haven't been around very long, but you could feel it from the moment I got here that everybody knows that you have to grind. You have to work. You have to build every single day, and you can't not take advantage of those moments.
Thielen says he talked with quarterback J.J. McCarthy throughout and after his rough start and the loss.
The more experience you can pour into a guy like that, and all the young guys, right? That's this league. I mean, I told him on the sideline at the end of the game that we started 5-0 one year and missed the playoffs. We started 1-2 and went to the NFC Championship game. So a week 2 loss doesn't derail who you are as a football team. But it can if you don't treat it the right way. So a great opportunity to see what this team's really made of and what kind of guys we are to go fix this thing.
The bright spot for Thielen was returning to the field and getting a big reception from Minnesota fans.
Definitely sent chills down my body, but again, just happy to be playing football, and I got a lot of work to do, and I'm excited to go back to work.
The Vikings will host Cincinnati on Sunday at noon.